We are joined right now, as promised, by the head basketball coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. He is in his ninth season. He has won the Big Ten regular season championships in 2020 and 2022. He is a two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year. The Badgers, 22-13 overall. They were 11-9 in conference play. They are the 5 seed in the South. They take on the 12 seed James Madison tomorrow in Brooklyn. We are joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, good to have you back. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. Great. Good to visit with you. Thanks so much. So Wisconsin is one of 5 schools, Greg, that has now advanced to 23 of the last 25 NCAA tournaments. So obviously expectations are always going to be high within the program. After missing the tournament last year, how good does it feel to be part of the madness once again, and how eager are you to get this thing going?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to be back in this thing, and we were close to being in it last year, but fell short. But I think this group, for having everybody back or most of our guys back, has done a good job of, you know, we started really well, we hit a little rut in February, and then we're back to playing pretty well right now. So I know our guys are excited. I mean, this is as a college basketball player, this is the best month of the year when we get to this week and beyond. So we're excited for tomorrow night.
Greg Gard joining us. I was going to say that very thing, right? Like, you obviously want to be playing some of your best ball once you get to March, and I could certainly argue that you guys are. You won 3 straight in the Big Ten tourney, including that upset of top seed Purdue before falling to Illinois in the title game. What were the biggest reasons for that great run in Minneapolis?
Well, I think we've gotten healthy here in the last 3 weeks, and that was part of our issue in February. We were down a couple guys. One for 11 of our 20 conference games. So having everybody back has given our rotation its full complement, and that's always been kind of our ace in the hole, has been our depth and the all the things that come with it. So that's probably the biggest thing I can point to, is that we're back to our full complement.
We are talking to Greg Gard. I mean, you want to be healthy. That's such an amazing thing. It's amazing because a lot of it is luck. Speaking of amazing, you gave that great, great post-game speech after the win over Purdue, a speech so moving that even Deion Sanders was hyping it up. Did you give that any thought as you were walking back to the locker room and what you wanted to say, or was that completely spontaneous?
It was pretty much spontaneous, but I've wanted to do theme music for quite a while. I wanted to, and it,
right.
it just worked, where we had a boombox in the locker room, and we had won, and I had actually done it the day before when we had beaten Northwestern, and then they happened to have the cameras rolling on Saturday when we beat Purdue. So, yeah, it's gotten a lot of life on social media.
A ton of energy, a ton of life. You know, A.J. Storr, Greg, he had himself a week, right? He scored 23. He averaged 23 in those 4 games, setting a new Wisconsin record for most points scored in a single Big Ten tournament. How important is the sophomore swingman pretty much to everything you do offensively?
Yeah, I mean, he adds a dynamic of scoring that we were lacking last year, you know, and we've scored more points or averaging more points than we have here in 30 years since the mid-90s. So, yeah, the offense has definitely taken an uptick. He's a big part of that. We've changed some things schematically, too, to how we're playing some, and it's resulted in more scoring. But he's been really fun to coach. I mean, he's come, obviously, as a transfer. You never know what you're going to get in transfers, but he's been really accepting of coaching and has gotten, he may be our most improved player from where we were in October to where we are now. So, and I think his ceiling is still much, much higher. He's still not at the point where has everything down. But he's been a willing learner, and his older teammates have done a good job of kind of showing him the way.
I was just going to say, I think what you just said about transfers is really interesting, that you never know exactly what you're going to get, and it's such a big part of the game right now. How much of it, when you bring somebody in like that, any transfer, how much of that is about the coaches kind of teaching that player what the culture is all about, and then how much of that is you trusting your players to kind of enforce that and teach the players the transfers themselves?
Yeah, it's probably as much on the players as it is on the coaches, because they have more time with them than we do, and we really vet that during the recruiting process and kind of lay out paint the picture of what it's like in a program and what expectations are, and then our players, our current players or players that have been there, carry that forward. And I think they have the bigger impact, just because, you know, we have them for a couple hours a day. They're around all their teammates the other 22 hours of the day. So it's a big part of it. You have to have the right culture and the right people in your locker room, and then hopefully you're bringing in, specifically in transfers, because I compare it to speed dating. You have to learn so much so fast before you make a decision with how the transfer world works that you better be hitting on the right people, because if you don't, it can definitely infect your locker room.
Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard joining us. It's Greg Comp. All right, so you've got James Madison, and you guys are healthy, you're playing good ball, but I'm looking at them. They don't look like your typical 12 seed, do they? We're talking about the Sun Belt Conference champs. They've lost only 3 games this year. They've got a non-conference win over Michigan State in East Lansing. How do they look to you on film, and what types of challenges do they present?
Yeah, they're old. They've got a lot of guys back. They've added some transfers. They got the player of the year in the Sun Belt. In Edwards, and they've got a really good shooter in Ferdell. They've got good guard play. And they're really confident. I mean, you're 31-3. You're obviously doing a lot of things right, and they got everyone's attention nationally the first game of the year when they won at Michigan State. So, you get to this point in the year, all the bad teams are on spring break or making plans for spring break somewhere, and you're going to face really good teams that have had phenomenal years, and they're obviously no exception to that. So, he said an experienced team, which usually when you see these type of teams make a run, it's because they've got experience and they're old and they understand who they are and they play really well together.
Talking to Greg Gard, if we know the Badger Mafia, we know they will travel. They always travel well. How much red gear have you seen since arriving in New York?
There's quite a few here, and I'm sure there's more on their way. We're about ready to head to our open practice here in about an hour, and I know we'll get serenaded there as well. We had a phenomenal following last week in Minneapolis, and I expect all the East Coast Badgers to show up this weekend.
On Wisconsin. Hey, listen, one last thought. I'm kind of curious about this. There's been a lot of conversation this week about teams like Oklahoma and St. John's turning down opportunities to play in the NIT tournament after they felt like they got snubbed by the NCAA tournament and the selection committee. Last year, you went to the NIT's version of the Final Four. I'm curious, Greg, how valuable were those extra games and the experience for your players and coaches? Like, if you found yourself in that same situation, would you do it again? Was it valuable?
Yeah, because it changed the narrative of our season. We'd stumbled through and come short on the NCAA tournament bid, but it changed the narrative. We had to really, I think, convince our players that we could do that, and it was a good thing to do. And it definitely, we went on a run. We played really well all the way out to the Final Four in Vegas, and it really kind of set the table for what we were getting able to do this year. And I think it got the bad taste out of our mouth. Of how the regular season and our conference tournament ended. So it was, for us, it was valuable and at the same time, I felt I did not want to take away opportunities from our players to be able to continue to play. I know there's a lot of opinions out there on that, but I felt it was important for our guys to, if they have an opportunity to play, they're coming around, making this lap around college one time in their life. Let's not take anything from them that we can help them provide or help provide for them with a postseason experience. And it turned out really, really well. Other than winning the whole thing, it couldn't have turned out any better.
Like you said, there's a lot of opinions on that topic, but that's a really powerful sentiment you just shared. They are the 5 seed in the South. They take on number 12, James Madison, tomorrow in Brooklyn. Greg Gard is the head coach of Wisconsin. Greg, appreciate you. Great to have you back on. Good luck in that one. We will be watching.
All right, sounds good, Jim. Hey, Jim, when are you heading back to Eagle River?
Summertime, Coach. Summertime. How about you?
Summertime, yeah. Summertime.
Well, let's do it. We got to find a way to hook that thing up. Appreciate you, Greg. All right, we'll talk soon. Greg Gard, he's got a place not too far. I've spent time with him in Wisconsin, but not in Eagle River. But he knows the area well. All right, so on Wisconsin, how many of you Badger fans made that trip? They travel. The Badger Mafia. There's a reason why we've glossed them the Badger Mafia. They travel. They take care of each other. They look out for their own.